He came to office more than a year ago, promising to fight corruption and restore Iranians' trust in their government. Ebrahim Raisi was the former head of Iran's judiciary, who won the presidential election, securing nearly 63% of the votes, in the lowest turnout since the 1979 revolution. Only 49% of the public voted. Raisi campaigned to reduce unemployment, inflation, and address a growing housing problem. But it's been a challenging first year in office, with Iran's economy continuing its decline. Inflation is around 40%. The unofficial unemployment rate hovers around 30 to 35%, with nearly 60% of the population now living in poverty.
Economic stagnation and corruption remains a key challenge for the Raisi administration, and nobody's expecting this to be fixed or resolved within a short period of time. 1 year is not sufficient to see that happening. He needs more time.
President Raisi isn't just fighting to save the economy, but attacks like this also highlight the difficulties facing Iran's security apparatus. On May 22nd in South Tehran, two armed men on a motorcycle opened fire on a vehicle driven by General Hassan Sayyad Khodai from the Quds Force of the Revolutionary Guards. The general died on the spot. Iranian officials blamed Israel, and the president said this.
The serious pursuit of this issue by the security officials is emphasized by me, and I have no doubt that the revenge of the pure blood of this great man is inevitable.
3 days later, another suspicious incident in the town of Parchin, near the capital, at one of the heavily fortified military compounds. The incident killed a defense ministry engineer, Ehsan Qatbeygi. There's been no official word about the cause of his death. The other issue dominating Raisi's first year in office has been the diplomatic effort to restore the landmark 2015 nuclear agreement. These talks are aimed at bringing the United States and Iran back to full compliance. The deal saw Iran limit its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief, a deal Israel has strongly criticized and said it will not prevent it from doing what it needs to do to stop Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. Those talks have now reached the stage where a draft agreement has been presented, according to the European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell, that will require serious political will from officials in Tehran and Washington. The two sides are now exchanging notes on that text, and what happens next will not only have far-reaching ramifications for millions of Iranians, but it will also define Ebrahim Raisi's first term in office. Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera, Tehran.